JM in the AM on a Tuesday morning, as we say, Mo'adim L'Simcha L'Gula Shlema. Remind everybody that today, on this 76th birthday of the State of Israel, it is a day to remember the miracles that the One Above has given us over these 76-plus years. Lots of miracles before the state as well, in order to get to that point, that I could tell you. And those of you out there who are celebrating today and enjoying the day and making sure in your school and in your schools and with your organizations and groups that you are having a special type of celebration today, all I could say is kol hakavod. Kol hakavod to recognize what's happening. And please, again, as we said, recognize that the State of Israel and the rabbinate of the State of Israel has postponed Yom HaAtzmaut till today, the 6th of Iyar, because of Shabbat. That Shabbat and the Yom HaZikaron Israel Memorial Day services would not interfere with each other. That's the respect that the state has for Shabbat. And people ask you or wonder about the dedication to our values, our principles, our halachic guidelines. Remind them that this is what the State of Israel is all about. Maybe it's not exactly the way specific people want the state to be. Maybe it's not exactly that, but it's pretty significant that Shabbat plays such an important role in scheduling an event as important as Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut to the people of Israel. JM and the AM, well, as we've done in the past, we're going to be checking in with an educator on this side of the world and a student on this side of the world to get their perspective on this, the 76th birthday of the State of Israel, as we hope this encourages schools and organizations and youth groups to pay even more attention to the miracle that Israel is. And with that in mind, we introduce to you this morning both a principal and a student who have been in Israel recently. A lot of the students and principals and faculty members in our area have made it their business to be in Israel and to make sure to travel to Israel between October the 7th and now, which is incredible and amazing. Among them, the head of the Yeshiva Flatbush Hulu Elementary School, that's Rabbi Yahel Saidi. Rabbi Saidi, welcome to JM and the AM and Mo'adim L'Simcha L'Gula Shlema.
Thank you, Nachum. It's a pleasure.
We are joined, Rabbi Saidi and I are joined by Victor Braca, who's been a guest of ours before. He's a high school senior at Yeshiva Flatbush. Victor, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. It's good to be here.
A Chag Sameach to you as well. Rabbi Saidi, let's start with the activities at Yeshiva Flatbush. I know that your school, frankly, is among the leaders when it comes to recognizing how important these days are. You want to give your students, your faculty, your parents a certain impression of the hopefully small bridge that exists between Israel and the diaspora on a special day like today. Between last night and today, what activities is the Yeshiva Flatbush participating in and planning to make this 76th birthday of the State of Israel extra special?
Yeah, so you know, Nachum, every year we grapple with how to capture properly the transition from Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaAtzmaut, just like everybody across the world does. And this year, more than ever, we really felt the Yom HaZikaron took on a new meaning and a new relevance for all of our students. So yesterday, we essentially just stopped school for the day, and we really did nonstop sessions. We had speakers in from Eretz Yisrael, people who served in those first hours and for many months after. We had sessions throughout the day, and it really culminated yesterday at the high school, at the Yeshiva Flatbush High School, where Victor, amongst several other friends, actually shared their experiences from our five different missions to Israel with their peers. And that really peaked with the transition to the Yom HaAtzmaut, to the Tefillah Chagigit we had last night, which was just incredible, an incredibly emotional transformation in the yeshiva, to go from such an intense day of reflection to a really celebratory tefillah followed by Rikudim and just an incredible expression of celebration at the yeshiva. And today, that's the story of the day. Every age group, is going to be experiencing different types of celebrations, our lower school takes over the whole building. They turn it into different cities of Eretz Yisrael, and they come and experience just an incredible, incredible tour of the land. Our middle school is going to a different section in Brooklyn, and they're actually running a marathon for Israel, where they actually are geared up. They're decked out today. They have their marathon clickers that are measuring their distances, and each of them fundraise for an important cause in Israel. And they're going to be doing a long trek over the course of the day in solidarity and in celebration with Rikudim. And all this, of course, centers around the Tefillah Chagigit that we're about to start in about 20 minutes all together in the building. Really, really a very, very special day. It sits at the heart of the yeshiva.
Rabbi Tzaidi, first of all, I have to tell you, for those who are wondering why certain Yeshiva League schools produce students, young men and young women, who have this incredible love of Israel and who feel connected to Israel and often move to Israel, and some serve in the army in Israel. When people wonder about it, you just provided the answer. Look what you're doing in these 48 hours, showing your students how important these days are and how connected they have to feel. And as we pointed out yesterday, it's not like you don't take academics seriously. You do. You take it very seriously in your building. And yet, you know, adjust, I don't want to say canceling school, but adjusting the schedule to include these things is amazing. And the other thing, or I might say, you gave me goosebumps because you brought me back to an era when what would be the typical thing that would happen in a community. Somebody would visit Israel, which was very rare back then. I'm talking about the 60s and 70s. It was rare. Somebody would go to Israel. People think, you know, today it's it happens, you know, thank God, with such regularity. And they would come back to the community, and there'd be a special Shalosh Shudas or an Oneg Shabbat, and they would report back what they saw, what they experienced, what people there had to say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it sounds like that's sort of what happened in your case, that both yourself and your students, including Victor, they came back and you came back and were given an assignment, which was to share what you saw, what you experienced, what it was like at a time when, you know, it's impossible to get everybody in the school to go to Israel. So you brought me back a little bit of a throwback to that. Do you remember the first time that you went and came and spoke to I'm asking the rabbi now, when you came back and spoke to the students, do you remember how they were, how receptive they were about what you had to say about that experience?
I'll tell you, certainly we do. And actually, Victor himself, ironically, we were together on that trip.
Oh,
and he actually made a video. It's one of Victor's many talents. And it helped tell the story differently than when I remember the kid. And I remember the kid hearing my father's stories. My father was the head of school as well. And I remember him reporting back to the school as a previous chayal and so on. But this time was different. It's a different generation. And yet we still have to tell the story, which is a tremendous element to today's story. You know, you hear back from the kids. Their hearing back from their peers is more powerful than anything. I asked this student yesterday, of all the speakers you heard yesterday, who was the most powerful? Who really resonated with you? And they all pointed to the same person. It was the alumni who just served in the army himself. More than all the Israelis, more than all the Giborim.
Yep.
It was the person they knew that walked in their hallways.
Yep.
And just chose himself to volunteer in Tzahal. That's the one that stuck with him.
Talk about being able to relate to a speaker. Amazing. Right. So Edie and I are joined by Victor Baraka, senior at Yeshiva Flatbush. Victor, I don't know if you could put this into words, although you are pretty well spoken, quite honestly. How do you feel today? Like with all these trips and experiences and really having done stuff this year that high school seniors traditionally have not done, again, because of the circumstances of the war. How do you feel on a day like today when we celebrate Israel's 76th?
So, as you just said, you know, having done a lot of things that high school seniors haven't done, especially in this year. Number one, I was thinking about this last night after our amazing Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaAtzmaut transition program in the evening. Incredibly grateful to go to to be able to go to such a Zionistic school in the diaspora. You know, I know you always speak about that, right, about, you know, the state of Jews in the diaspora and staying connected with, you know, the Jewish world and our state of Israel, and really feel incredibly grateful for that. And yeah, there are a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions going on right now, you know, considering the hostages, our state, you know, the condition in Israel, and the state of the war. And, you know, any feeling that I would have had on any other Yom HaSmaut, it's, you know, sort of amplified and turned up to the max this year because of what's going on.
Yeah, well said. You know, yesterday I spoke about that right when I landed the first trip. The first thing I did was go to Har Herzl. And obviously you can imagine how sad and traumatic, to whatever degree I'm allowed to use that term, an experience that was. Tell me, you know, you got to Israel relatively quickly after the episodes of Shemini Atzeres Simchat Torah. Tell me your most depressing or saddest moment of that trip, and tell me your happiest or most glorious moment of that trip. I would assume, knowing our people and the way you've been raised, I would assume you were able to experience some joy on that journey. What was the low and what was the high the first time you went there?
For sure. So, you know, we went 30 days after October 7th. And with that, right, I think I would say the saddest moment was, I believe, on our second day. It was a very short 3.5-day mission. On our second day, we visited Har Herzl. And, you know, in the beginning, we had the usual tour, and we saw some of the graves, right, some of the lower levels. And as we traveled up the mountain, we saw fresh graves being dug.
Yeah.
For soldiers that had died 30 days ago. It's hard to put into words. It really is. It's hard to describe. And we saw shiloshims going on before our eyes. It was really moving. And not in a good way.
Yeah.
You know. And we heard from the father of one of the first soldiers to die on October 7th, and one of the first to be buried in Har Herzl. He told us about his son. He told us that the last Masechet he learned was Masechet Sanhedrin. And Rabbi Herzberg actually took that and decided to do something. So from then, which is about November 10th,
right,
until now, we had our Siyum a couple days ago. Rabbi Herzberg organized learning of Sanhedrin, and actually held a siyum on Zoom with this soldier, this fallen soldier's father, which was really special. So that all stemmed from, I would say, the low part of the mission. But
right,
the high, I would definitely say, we visited the community of Shlomit, a displaced community who originally lived down south. They actually moved back a couple of months ago, thank God. But, you know, the time that we were there, these hundreds of families had to move from their homes into hotels. It was into hotel rooms. It was really people, like, we can't imagine. Like,
yeah.
We can't imagine doing that.
Yeah.
And we saw kids running around, hundreds of kids. They set up programming for them. The parents, the mothers were so, so appreciative that we were there, that we were visiting. And yeah, just being there, trying to reconcile how it would feel if you were in that situation. It's so difficult, and that's what makes it so powerful.
Yeah, you just brought me back to such a sensitive time. We spoke about it here so many times in October, November, December, what families were going through then. Obviously, families from the north are still going through it now. Not everybody's back in their home. But things are a little bit different now. There's no question that there is a greater spirit, and even with the challenges that the IDF has right now, Nonetheless, everybody, we have to remember what it's like to have these miracles of 76 plus years and to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut together like this. Rabbi Tzaidi, it is really remarkable. I think from the youngest to the oldest students in the school, whether they had the opportunity to go to Israel or not over the last few months, they're going to be treated to a true feeling of Zionism and a true feeling of the beneficiaries that we are of these miracles from the one above, to have a state, to have a homeland, and to be in this very special generation. And I'm sure that for you, that's really one of the goals of today, to make sure that it has a tremendously positive impact on students of all ages.
Yeah, that's really the goal. You know, you have a few days in the year where the seeds are a little more fertile.
Right.
They leave our building, and somehow you ask them what they remember, and Yom HaTzmaut is always right there at the top.
Amazing.
You know, to them, they feel it. They feel that this is the heart of our experience today. You know, we're celebrating Shu HaTzmaut. I don't know if there's a time where that word means more to us as a people.
Yeah.
And we tried our best yesterday to celebrate heroes. And today is hopefully a day where they begin to build that hero in themselves. So we're really looking forward to a very powerful day. And hopefully it could be something they'll carry with them for a very long time.
Yeah, the Prime Minister said something similar yesterday. It's a really important point, something to keep in mind. And by the way, Rabbi Tzaidi, we should mention, we always point to you guys at Yeshiva of Flatbush because you've been at the forefront of all this for decades. But thank God you have a lot of, as we said yesterday, you have a lot of colleagues now. You have a lot of people in what I like to call the Yeshiva League who take this very seriously, bring the same types of messages to their students all through these special days. And Baruch Hashem, we see that increasing constantly, that all across the Jewish world, more and more students of all ages are being made aware of how special these days are. So you have a lot of colleagues, but again, congratulations on being at the forefront of all this.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, thank God. It's really beautiful. We definitely see all of our colleagues, all the different schools, really doing very special things.
Yeah.
And it's special. We really need everybody all together. And the power of Achdut is hopefully what's going to get us through all of it.
No question about it. It's not just the Achdut over there in Israel. We need it here as well. Rabbi Yahel Tzaidi is the head of Yeshiva of Flatbush Hulu Elementary School, Victor Braca High School senior. Victor, any plans yet for next year?
So it's actually funny you ask. I've been deciding on which yeshiva to go to during my year in Israel next year, and so still haven't decided for sure. But the plan is to go to Israel.
Well, I have a feeling, knowing you, you're going to make a really good choice. So hatzlacha rabba to you and chag sameach. And Rabbi Tzaidi, chag sameach. Our best to everybody at Yeshiva Flatbush.
Thank you to you, too, to all of NHL. Thank you, Nachum, for everything you're doing.
A great way to celebrate by commending the faculty members, principals, parents, students, everybody in all of our great schools that are spending today in celebration of Israel's 76th birthday. Mo'adim l'simcha li'gula shlema.